Audio Mo number 29. The sun has just set on the horizon. I can just barely see the top curve of the sun as it dips down into a shining orange on the horizon. Above it is red and some power lines. Above that, it goes into kind of a green and then blue, up to a blue, bright blue sky that becomes a darker blue, blending in little cloud-like curves to my eye. I can see the shadow of an airplane going horizontally over the power line. And up above me, there's a crescent moon. It's bright, half sea, like the tip of a fingernail, is pointing directly at the sun. And you can see that now that it's officially night, the night creatures will be starting to make more noises. And we can hear a whole bunch of cicadas in the cedar elm near me. So this magic hour, or witching hour, also known as twilight, is when the light changes very quickly. Our eyes adjust to this light, but you can see if you use your camera to record it that it's difficult for devices like your camera to change as quickly and see everything as the light changes. And this is how, one of the things that shows you how well adapted we are for the place we live. The trees notice the color of light refracting through the atmosphere. It makes a spike of far red light, and that can help them know that it's the end of the day and they get ready for night. I can't see any stars. I just see the blue sky. And on the horizon are clouds. One thing that happens at sunset is people move. People who've gone to work, people who've gone to the store will often be driving home to go to bed because, for the most part, people are diurnal. But at this transitional time, people will be starting to go toward home and end things and wind things down. You'll also see animals waking up, like rabbits or mice or crickets or frogs. And you see that the birds have stopped chirping and are starting to get ready to go to sleep. Well, for the most part, there are owls and other nocturnal birds. Stories about twilight include the stories of Faerie. So Faerie is a magical realm that's laid on top of the land that we live in, but we cannot see it. And the only way to go into Faerie is at twilight, in that strange time between the sunset and when it's too dark to see. There's a place where you can pass from one place, from one realm to another. Now, there are a number of ways to find it. If you're near the old places in the old countries, you can go to a standing stone at midnight. But most people just look for a fairy ring, a ring of mushrooms in a circle, and stand inside it at twilight. A lot of times when people are walking home, they tell them to be careful at twilight and watch their step. You might just wander into fairy without knowing it. So here we have a twilight on the 29th. Be careful on your way home.